Now back to the ITD Morning After, live from the all-new Casino Queen Studios. Here's Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes on 1380 ESPN.
Hey, gentlemen, back to the playing day. And I asked someone, could have been like Al or a former player about that.
It's a great strip bar song. Also, Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes.
What is this?
Devil Inside.
Yeah, can we get Iggy? A little more Al Stewart. Get this thing really cracking.
Time Passages?
Right? A little more Al Stewart.
Time Passages.
Or the Year of the Cat. The Year of the Cat.
Are those his only two hits?
Yeah, well, those and Time Passages and Year of the Cat.
Yeah.
I think there's four.
So you just
four hits.
Reset it. Joel Pinheiro called in the commercial break.
Of course he did, because he wants to be part of this show.
You're damn skippy, he does. Jim Edmonds, guest in the 7 o'clock hour, and Jamal Mares is going to join us.
Well, you don't count Edmonds as a guest.
Well, he was an interview played on the show, and it was done by one of the members of the show. I would count that as a guest.
Yeah, guest last week.
Yeah, Friday afternoon.
Throw it on there and be a fraud? It's not right. Be fair to the listener.
Can I count Mike Lee as a guest?
Yes.
Okay, then I apologize for the Edmonds slur. And Jamal Mares is going to join us in this hour. Can we count
Doug is sitting there.
I call it a guest.
How dare you, sir? Know your place,
Doug,
sir.
Doug Vaughn is kind of stepping up against your bullying on this program. And then also...
How dare you, sir?
No, I think it's a guest.
Yes.
So I think if you do a little show of hands,
if there's three of us in here. If you think it's a guest, raise your hand.
Yes! Yes, I think it's
a guest.
All
right, you guys went two out of three.
Nice. Edmonds was a guest.
It's a democracy, Doug. It's a democracy.
Mm-hmm. Mares is going to be a guest in this hour, and Joel Pinheiro will join us as well. So there you go.
I like that Joel Pinheiro.
I've never talked with him, so I'm looking forward to this.
As you would say, good people.
Good people.
Now, I don't know if I'd have him build my house.
Well,
sometimes we could say that.
Well, because sometimes good people can build a house
for
you, and then it never happens time after time.
Oh, we're getting back to that.
Shut up, Timmy.
We went and looked at houses on Sunday. Open houses.
Still in the same condo 19 years later.
Oh, my God. I'm in this little effing condo. It's unbelievable. I bought it in 2001 with the anticipation of being there maybe for 2 years, and I'm still there.
And he was
everybody, it's like Melrose Place. And I'm 31, but I'm still like the oldest guy in the neighborhood. I'm like the creep in the neighborhood.
But
you know,
Tim was so into this. I don't remember if it was the first, second, or third potential project, but he was like, yeah, we're putting the faux finish on the sitting room, and it's going to have this great beige finish. And we're going to do with the floors. We're going to do like an oak floor, and we're going to buff it up so there'll be a shine and a contrast with the faux finish. That's great. And then I'm going to have a basketball court in the driveway. He had all the details down.
7-foot rim so I could poke.
And then what happened?
He's still in his condo. So my point is, good people are good people. Sometimes you don't want them to build your house.
So we go and look at houses on Sunday, and we're looking, and some of these snooty old broads that are the real estate agents, I really want to use a different word. I would actually go C-word, to be honest with you.
Mm.
I would. That are these real estate agents. And we walk in there, and they go, is this house in your price range? And I'm like, well, kind of, you know, if we're here, you know, it's, you know.
Well, hold the phone. Let's look at it from her perspective. Her job is to find you the house that will meet all your requirements.
She's in an open house. She's just sitting there. She's not doing anything. This happened two different times.
She's been asked by the neighbors to try to steer a certain element to other neighborhoods.
Oh, okay. Well, then I understand. I apologize. Then I was out of line.
They're probably lying to Tim to keep him out of the neighborhood. No, we got 3-foot ceilings here. Probably not for you, man, of your height. We need real small people in here.
Unbelievable. So we were leaving one of these houses.
I have a great realtor, by the way. If you want her name and number, she's the best.
Really?
Yeah.
She hot?
She's okay. I didn't really look at her that way.
That's important to me. And this woman says to my wife, she goes, okay, so should we call the movers for you? Kind of like, just being a
trying to close the deal.
No, being a smart ass. My wife was really pissed. She really was.
When I look at a house, because we were looking for a while.
By the name of Alex.
They make you sign the book
in the world. I don't know. My wife handles it.
They make you sign the book and put all your. I don't do that. I say I'm not going to sign a book. I'm just here to look at the house.
Do I look like a ne'er-do-well?
Oh yes.
Do I really?
Yeah. With the shillelagh and everything, and you're wheeling in with me, Chambers. guess pulled by a horse.
Do you wear a knit cap when it's 80 degrees when you go look at houses?
I don't recall what I was wearing. I don't think I was wearing any cap on Sunday. Yeah. Trying to send a message to the
You look like a guy that's had a run-in with Chris Hansen. Maybe they're just trying to keep you out of the neighborhood.
Am I a registered sex offender?
Yeah, you don't look on the up and up. Let's leave it that way.
So I understand yesterday I was tipped off. I actually have a story to break. First time, I think, in about 6 years. That the cat was at Blues practice yesterday, and you went in to the changing room, not the locker room, but the changing room, and Blues veteran leader Doug Waite believed you went in there and were wean-peeking.
Oh, no.
And he is not happy about it, so help me God. He's actually not happy about it. He honestly believes that you went in there to wean-peek. I've never heard of such an accusation. Honest to God.
You know, first of all, to air these sort of accusations publicly is
you called me a dirty mick in the previous segment, and that was offensive.
You are. I am not a wean peeker, and I think it's a slanderous accusation. I'm going to notify my legal team, and there might be litigation in the future.
Fortunately, Doug, when I report things, I have a source right there ready to go to, and this source is on the line right now.
Well done.
What's up, boys?
There he is. There's the source. Number 7, Keith Kachuk.
Hey, I am disappointed in the cat. Dougie was furious. He pointed out to me that this guy in there came walking in where he wasn't supposed to just to take a peek at Doug Waite to ask for an interview. Why couldn't you send somebody else in?
Let me tell you.
Yeah, you are a peeping Tom.
Let me tell you something about you and your friend. Let me just tell you something about you and your friend Dougie Waite. You guys are veterans on the team, and apparently the rules of media interaction don't apply. You guys just leave.
That is
you
unbelievable.
Guys
you
just leave.
Therapy, but you don't go in looking at another guy's privates.
I don't even think he was nude at the time.
Yes, he was. Dougie was really upset. He told me that he's going to take some action against you today. Yes. I convinced him otherwise. He's just going to wait for an apology from you. And if you have a thing for Dougie or a thing for guys, that's your business.
I kind of wonder about you, the cat.
I'm in the change room to look at another guy's penis.
I'm going to look up your contract numbers because I believe I could take a big portion of it with this kind of slanderous accusation. I've just notified my legal team. Let me tell you another thing.
Dougie's already working on his legal team because he feels violated.
Nice. Maybe I'll get to cover this court hearing.
You and Doug Waite always sneak out. I don't know.
What
hold on.
Your own time is your own business.
Keith, let me ask you a question.
You cannot come in the locker room just to look at guys.
You guys come off the ice, okay? And I don't know.
When have I ever declined an interview with you?
Never. But how many times have you left before we could ask you for said interview?
Maybe I left because you guys weren't in there. I didn't know. From now on, you guys can take showers with us if you want. We'll do the interviews there.
Nice. I'm getting back into TV.
Okay, deal.
That's the best offer the cat's had in his entire career.
Keith, I would say it was 10 seconds after practice, and you're
live at a press conference in the blue shower talking to Doug Waite.
Sponsored.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doug. I wasn't looking at your face, Doug. Yeah. But Doug, how do you feel today?
By the way, when I did a live hit at the top of your game the other day, and I had to check my look because I was in the little sub-locker room there, and I had to go into the bathroom in there not to look at guys naked. I just want that out there for the record. But you guys have a nice shower facility, so if you're offering that up, I might use it.
All right, we'll work on it, but you just gotta be careful.
So are there rumors now in the locker room that the cat might like to dabble with gentlemen?
Yeah, well, that seems to Dougie is really upset about it.
I could see by his answer. I was like, Doug, can we grab you for a couple interviews? And he was like, yeah. And then he was mad that I went in there, but I just didn't want him to sneak out. But then he did the interview, and he was fine.
Well, you better talk to Dougie. He's pretty upset at you, Cap.
Are we going to have to fight?
Yeah, he goes, that guy in there. I go, who? Because he didn't know your name, Cat. I was like,
you didn't know my name?
It's a cat. It's a cat.
First of all, I don't know if you saw the tape of what I did to Jamal Mayers, but I don't think Doug wants to mess with me. I fought Mayers to a draw.
Oh, are you trying to change the subject now?
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is you went and you noticed a man had a soft cow and you had to take a peek.
What does that mean?
He was semi. And you thought it would be a good time to do an interview.
He wasn't, to be honest. I could see Doug.
And you
was
noticed
mad
he was semi?
That he was mad.
Oh, that he was mad.
I go, Doug, can we grab for a couple of questions? He's like, yeah, get it.
You were actually in the shower area doing that?
Yes, Doug. I went in the shower. That's the kind of journalist I am. No, you know they have they have a little changing room next to the locker room,
like,
and guys like Kachuk and Waite go in there, and then they dress real quick, and they're gone before you can get your interview.
How do you know we dress real quick? You in there all the time? Or?
I'll tell you right now. Here's how I know. 10 seconds after practice, you're already in street clothes walking for the door. True or not?
I get here early.
True or not?
You know our shower times, what we're wearing. God. That's sick.
You're the Liberace of San Luis Media.
I'm going to have to talk to the PR department about you, Kat.
You know what else? That that lavender body wash they use, Keith, is delicious.
All right, I got to go.
Okay. You've had enough.
Make sure you come and apologize to Dougie.
All right, I'll do that.
Kat, I'm shocked.
That's, I think he really is upset. I don't think he was.
He was mad. He was mad that I did stick my head in there to just make sure that we could get him before he left, because those guys do sneak out.
Let me get
and
this,
I'm not having any of
let
it.
Me get this plug in here. That was Keith Kachuk, brought to you by Schneidhorst. I'm sure they're pleased to be on board with this particular segment. Located directly across from Plaza Frontenac on the southeast corner of Clayton and Lindbergh. Call 314-993-4100.
And with a big game coming up tomorrow night, I'm sure Larry Plow is glad number 7 is locked in.
Joe comes in here in the commercial break before the 8 o'clock
segment. I saw him call you out. Like, I knew something was up.
Oh, I thought it was going to have something to do with his failure to continue to get advertisers for Inside STL.
Oh, that's not right.
No, it was a tough shot, but fair. And then I hear that, and I'm like, oh, kind of interesting. So Waite sounds like he's legitimately pissed at your ween peeking.
I don't really think he's mad.
Sounds like he's furious.
I'm sure he is, yeah.
Sling Blade.
I'm sure that he is.
You can't help morphing into Sling Blade.
Anytime we talk of man-on-man action, Doug goes Billy Bob Thornton.
The Bible says a man up not lie down with another man. Mm-hmm.
Cat. And that's probably even in the Old Testament, so you
standing.
Can recognize it.
I was standing.
So there it is. The cat's a ween peeker. We actually have people on the line that want to talk about it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hi. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to let you know, Cat and Timmy especially, I just wanted to thank you for giving me something entertaining to listen to in the morning so I don't have to listen to that crap on the other radio station anymore. Thank you very much.
Thank
have
you.
A great day.
Thank you very much. We're not the cat and I aren't allowed to comment on
shot
it.
At WGNU,
it
I
is.
Guess.
Skip Irwin. Very difficult times. Doug, you're more than welcome to say anything.
I probably ought not.
There you go.
I could probably be dragged into this and get us all in trouble.
Jamal Mares is going to join us in the next segment. Joel Pinheiro will join us in the 8 o'clock shower. I'm sure Jamal Mares is going to have
8 o'clock shower?
I said 8 o'clock shower.
You have a, you have
I can't
you have
stop
a problem.
Thinking. I can't
no,
stop
seriously,
thinking.
No, seriously, that's a tell. You are crazy.
The 8 o'clock
all you
shower.
Want to do is go to that Blues locker room shower.
If I